Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for PureAM, and this is going to be one of the most fun calls of the year for me because I've got our newest crown from Kauai, Sarah Rhinelander, standing by. And heard lots of people on the call calling in from all over, from Canada and Washington, D.C. and New Mexico and Idaho and Connecticut and California and Arizona and New York and Florida and Georgia and Hawaii and Colorado and all over the place. And I know that lots of those people are on Sarah's team. She's got an emerging team that's all over the United States and Canada, and then also, of course, lots of other PureAM folks. No matter who you are, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of value from hearing from Sarah here this evening. Before we hear from her on her profiles from success, I do want to mention that after this call, Dave Sandoval is going to be live on Facebook, doing a Facebook Live presentation. He calls it the 300-second presentation, which is really cool. So take a look and a listen to him over there at facebook.com/mypureAM. And then we've got a special going on. It's a really great PLC special. First time we've ever done this, which is when you buy Three Women's Defense, we're going to donate $10 in your name to Breast Cancer Action. So Breast Cancer Action is one of the best women's charities out there, and this is an opportunity for you to give back. I love what our monthly special flyer says and what it represents and what Dave and Amy have done with this program, which is you protect them as a mom, we protect you with the Women's Defense, and together we can protect others. So you don't have to be a mom necessarily to be somebody who uses the Women's Defense product. But I'm sure that all of you know women in your life that you care about, and moms especially that you care about. So make sure you get your Women's Defense special, and let's get back. And 40,000 women die every year because of breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so just a little something that we wanted to do as a community together was to give some donations, and I'm sure we'll give thousands of dollars on your behalf to helping women. And you know, it's a big deal, and make sure that you're not only taking advantage of it yourself, but for those of you who have a downline team, that you're promoting it to others. So that flyer is on the email blast. It'll be in your back office, and I'm sure we'll put it up on the phone app as well. So speaking of phone apps, I know that lots and lots of people are utilizing that phone app with great success. So make sure that you use all the tools that we have. It's something that you know, we probably don't talk enough about, is from an objective standpoint, I mean, it's almost crazy what kind of infrastructure we have as a business that's available to you for a very little amount of money. You know, for us to have a warehouse and to have a customer service team and to have websites and to have a legal department and to have a, you know, all these things that make up our business model, and those tools as well, you know, are very low-cost tools. You know, Dave and Amy are committed to, you know, really just making money on the products. And so we don't make money on our tools and our technology. We do the best we can to really break even. And we want to put those tools out there so that you can share with others, and with that sharing, you know, bring more people into our community and bring more people into our products and bring more people into our business. And more, you know, I'm seeing that people are looking for additional income. I saw an article the other day that was crazy that said that more than half of Americans now, about 55% of all Americans, have less than $1,000 to their name. That not only are they paycheck to paycheck, but they're desperately down to paycheck to paycheck. So lots and lots of people are struggling out there with their health, lots of people struggling with their wealth. And, you know, we're just looking to connect with as many as possible and change the world one person at a time. And, you know, one of the people that represents that the best and in our business right now, and that's the reason that she's elevated to the level of crown, is our next guest, and that's Sarah Rhinelander. And one of the things that I love about this business model is you can't get to the level of crown without helping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people earn additional income, and thousands of people change their health status. And you know, we had a crown call earlier today, and I was saying about Sarah that, you know, she's a mom on a mission, and I know the mom side makes Amy really happy, and the on a mission side makes Dave really happy, and So she's a fantastic embodiment of who we are as a company and what we represent. She's passionate. She's compassionate. She's smart. She's driven. She cares. She makes a difference with everybody that she meets. And, you know, I'm so happy and proud that she's now part of that Crown inner circle and a great representation of our company. She has been since she joined, but now she's at a higher level, and you have the opportunity to hear from her and learn from her. So, Sarah Rhinelander, are you on the line?
I'm here. Thanks, David.
All right. Well, Sarah's from Kauai and little island, but big impact, and you know, she's making a difference in such a important way for our company and our community. And so, Sarah, lots of people know who you are, but lots of people don't. And so I would love for you to just, you know, tell a little bit about yourself, you know, your background from a personal and business perspective, and how you got to Perium.
Yeah, so I am, I guess first and foremost, when I hear that question, I want to answer with the fact that I'm a mom. And I have three young children. My children are 8, 5, and 2. And we do live in Kauai. And my background before Perium kind of is a little bit of a winding road. I started out, as I was sharing the other day, really working with a lot of environmental passion towards healing the earth and working towards an environmental solutions to making a change on the planet. Then I moved into more of a social work place. We're working to really help people change their own lives and shift the socioeconomic inequality that was happening or that is happening. And I was really feeling that and working towards that. And then I moved to Hawaii and had a real realization that in order to change the outside world, I really had to start with my own inside world. And I became involved with the healing arts. I started doing massage and yoga and Rolfing and different, you know, helping to work on myself and then other people as well and bringing that in. And so I was on that path for about 12 years as a massage therapist and a Rolfer here in Kauai. And then about 2 years ago is when I was first introduced to Perium. And it's been a really just amazing, I was able to retire from bodywork actually about 6 months after I bought my package. So that was amazing.
Wow. Nice. So let's talk about that moment, you know, that connection with Perium. Obviously, as you talk about your, you know, environmental activism and your social activism and, you know, working on yourself and all of these things, you know, there's so many different ways that you could connect with Perium. What was the thing that first kind of attracted you, and how has that evolution of your relationship with Perium and what you thought you'd get out of it and what it's become?
Well, what really attracted me to Perium at the beginning was the fact that I was just a few months postpartum with my third baby, and I was actually in a space in my life where I knew that we needed to make a difference, to make a big change in our financial reality. So I was realizing that doing what we were doing with our home-based businesses, that we were never really going to be able to get ahead or get free financially, that we were more going to be working our businesses for the rest of our lives. And so I was holding that vision and that prayer and really looking for something that would allow me to make a second stream of income and to also have that residual, that passive income coming in so that I could really step outside of this model of like working dollar for hour until I pretty much couldn't work anymore. So that was really the lens that I was looking through. And when Perium came into my life, I did some research. I looked into everything, and it really felt like a great fit. And so that was really what I was looking for in the beginning. And then when I started using the products, I felt immediately that they were something that I could share with other people. And so that was kind of the beginning of me building my business around sharing health and wealth with other people.
Well, that's great, and I think that's enlightening for lots of people. You know, like I said, you know, you connect with Perium on so many different levels, and so I think it might be surprising for people, including myself, that, the lens, and I love the way you say that, the lens in which you were looking at Purium was financial freedom and a secondary source of income and, you know, potentially a vehicle to get out of the very physical work that is body work. And so, you know, I think people sometimes make assumptions that, oh, well, you know, you're environmentally oriented or socially oriented or health oriented, and so clearly, you know, the business wouldn't have been, you know, your the way that you would have connected with the company. So I think it's awesome that you said that and shared that, and I think that it's helpful for people, you know, to not make those generalizations. And so I'm glad that that's the way you saw it, and obviously that's the way that you ran with it. And I think that's something that's really important as well, is that this is a distribution business, and that we're looking for runners, we're looking for people who have that vision, and that people who want to build. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of, you know, kind of how your team works and how you've built your business, and especially if you can cycle back to a couple of years ago as you first started to build your business. Any specific ideas, tips, you know, techniques, things that you want to share with people that may be very new into their Purium career, just starting out, you know, really starting to think about this as a business for the first time on the line tonight? What were some things that really helped you as you were kind of early in your Purium growth from a business perspective?
Well, I think that because I was so clear on what I was looking for with this, I got it. I knew what I wanted to do. And I knew that there were a lot of other people. I mean, I know that most people that I know are really struggling on some level financially. And I never had that feeling of like, oh, I don't want people to know that this is a business, or I don't want to share that element. Actually, I was really clear that I wanted to attract into my team people who wanted that, who were also looking for a way to change their financial reality, to have that kind of freedom. And so I wasn't necessarily focused on specific people. I had ideas about people, but what I really started out with was like a vibration or a frequency of the type of person that I was looking for, and really, you know, sharing with everybody, but with that, again, that lens of like, who do I know that is someone who wants to change and who can be successful in that? So I started out really by bringing in and focusing on that leadership in myself and in my team. And then another really powerful piece, I feel, is that, you know, like you were saying, like, we really created a family. We have a very, very strong bond in our team, and we spend a lot of time, we do a lot of mastermind calls, we have a lot of friendly, like, cross-team relationships, and we do things together, we go to events together, we really have that that sense of purpose as a group. And I feel like when people can connect to something that's bigger than just themselves, but that it's a community or it's a bigger mission, that that there's just so much more power behind that, and it's way less likely that they're going to say, oh, I'm just not that good at this, or things just aren't working out for me, or, you know, I don't have time for that, or, you know, when we're really able to come together and inspire one another, that is, I feel like, the best foundation that you can lay for your business is really creating that tight relationship.
Well, there are a lot of things that you said in there that were really interesting, and I love that you were clear as to what you wanted and clear as to what you were looking for, and that you were looking for, as you say, kind of a certain vibration and a certain lens and people who were going to resonate with the mission that you were on and the community that you were on, and that you were looking for people open to change. And so I think those are all really interesting ways of looking at the business and looking at your list of people as prospects and how to connect with people and to make them feel good about, you know, being part of that. So as your team started to build, any thoughts about, kind of going from a prospecting mode where you were bringing in your first 5, 10, 12, 15 people to where a team started to emerge, and, you know, some thoughts or insights that you've had as far as training or leading a team, or, you know, for those who are, you know, consultants, directors, executives, diamonds, a little further down the path, you know, what was your evolution as you started to move up the ranks and started to realize that, hey, this is really working? You know, what started happening in your brain, and what did you start to do?
let me dip back into my brain here now. So one of the things was really helping people identify their goals and also helping people identify their experiences, because I feel like a lot of times, especially with the product, in order to be able to share, we have to know what's working for us, and a lot of people don't tune in on that type of a level where they're feeling, you know, they'll say, oh, that was nice or that was good, but really helping people get clear on what their experience is, and that can help them articulate it and share it better, and also helping people, you know, on another side of that, get really clear about their goals and where they want to be going, either in a health direction or in a wealth direction, so that they can have that focus. And then when I know what somebody's goal is, if it's to hit consultant or to hit diamond or to hit red diamond, then I can help them better when we have that commitment to each other, rather than having like one person, you know, sometimes I run into this sometimes with my team or with myself even, where there's someone who really wants something for somebody else. And when we can really support people to identify their own goals, then we're on the same page. So it's just a lot more powerful to be working together in that way. So definitely that clear communication, inner communication and outer communication, is something that that has really worked for us as a team.
You said something that kind of gave me an insight myself, which was, you know, you talked about helping people identify their goals and identifying their experiences and their experiences with the product especially. And I think that's so interesting, because oftentimes we talk about, you know, telling stories, and that stories are really a great way to communicate to other people. And certainly that's one of the benefits of helping people to identify their experience and to help them articulate that to other people. But we're constantly telling ourselves stories. In my head, mm-hmm. I'm constantly telling myself a story. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's great that when you help somebody identify their experience in a positive way and give them words and a way to really find power in that, versus, oh, that was just kind of interesting, this product experience, I'm sure that helps their belief level, and I'm sure it helps them to lock into, you know, their commitment level. And oftentimes, you know, the first story they have to tell besides themselves is to their spouse or their significant other, where, you know, they have to stay true and really, you know, get off the ground. And so that was interesting. That just was kind of an insight that you just gave me that I just mm-hmm. wanted to share. So that's a really, really good concept of making sure that people can articulate their experiences. That's a cool thing. So let's talk about any other advice that you may have about, you know, leading a team or the importance of events, or, you know, looking at your back office, or, you know, what else do you do that you think has really helped your team and helped, you know, your leaders be successful?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, of course, the back office and lots of those more technical details, but I just wanted to kind of bounce off again about what you just brought up of the stories that we tell ourselves, and that's definitely something that we do a lot of personal development as a team and hold each other accountable. And one of the really strong ways that we do that is, you know, in limiting beliefs and in limiting language and in how we're looking at how we're holding our power when we have an opportunity to make a choice. Often those choices, you know, we'll be faced with a choice when something comes up of either responding in a way that's going to increase our power, increase our focus on our business and really stay strong and stay focused and moving forward, or we can get distracted, we can get pulled off course, we can fade away, we can like wilt and feel bad for ourselves or angry or isolate or whatever, you know, those responses are. And so that's something that's a really deep foundation as well, is that personal empowerment of really supporting people to make a decision and to be able to follow through with that and not to get swayed by other things that may be happening to them, quote unquote, but actually they have a lot of power in. And so that's been a foundation for myself as well, for just staying determined and focused to reach my own goals. And that's something that I definitely emphasize and pass along to my team and in group calls and things like that, but also in the trainings that we do personally and the Connect calls and everything. So that I feel in a way like our mindset and our resilience in life is really the basic foundation of our resilience in our business.
Nice. Well, resilience is certainly an important characteristic for anybody's success and development, and especially in this business, because you know there's not a lot of boundaries, which is a great thing. There's not a lot of rules, which is a great thing. There's not a lot of oversight, which is a great thing. And that freedom, you know, can provide a real unleashing of personal development and power, or it can be frightening. So it's good that you're helping people to feel like they're on solid ground. So, you know, we use the term WISHmaker, and WISH is an acronym for wealth, independence, security, and health. And I know that all of those words mean a lot to you, but is there one in particular that you wanted to talk about tonight, wealth, independence, security, or health?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a lot, actually, because they all, as you said, really are very important. And what came to me was the security piece. I feel like the culture that we're living in right now, the way that the world is, all of the news that we're exposed to, and our own like everyday life that we're exposed to, that pervasively people really don't feel safe. They don't feel secure. They don't feel like that baseline that they're going to be taken care of. And I feel like that really affects people in a very deep way, in stress, and also kind of holding us back from really being in our greatness. And so the security for me, again, is kind of that foundational piece. When we're really feeling secure, and when we can help each other feel secure through wealth, through health, through independence, but that security is really the foundation. And when people can stand on that foundation, then they can really reach for the stars in a new way.
Nice. Well, and you know, stress, as you were talking about, is kind of the opposite of security, and stress is like a corrosion of your foundation. It can be a corrosion of your foundation of your relationships and other things. You know, when you're stressed out, you end up usually being your worst self, and it's very hard to reach for and to change and to expand and to enjoy, you know, independence and wealth and health and other things. When you're stressed out, you know, it's really tough. So, you know, there's no question that lots and lots and lots of people need security and crave security. And, you know, it's interesting that that's the one that you chose. And I do think in today's day and age, right now at this moment, it's probably the most core and foundational thing that people are, you know, that they're wanting. Before they can have independence, they need security. So, you know, really, really good point. So let's talk, you know, it's been a fun couple of year ride, and, you know, I'm sure there's lots more reminiscing we can do about that, but let's talk about going forward. Let's talk about the next 6 to 12 months. You know, what's going to happen for your team and your leaders and your people and your transformers, and, you know, what do you see for your business and for Purium and, you know, the world at large here?
How many more minutes do I have now?
You got three.
Well, you know, I feel this incredible momentum that's happening in the team and in the company, and there's just so much change that's coming about, and people are really inspired. And I feel, you know, the doubling of everything that's happened so far happening quite soon in the future, within for sure the next 6 to 12 months. I'm looking at, you know, doubling my team size, doubling my number of diamonds, and definitely having at least one or two crowns that are in my own team. So that's my business vision. There is to really kind of bring that exponential movement. And in terms of the world, you know, I mean, I just feel like what we have here is so powerful in so many ways. Like, it can really make very, very deep systemic change if we wield it correctly, if we really unify as a company behind a mission that's here to make deep and lasting change on the earth, how we relate to each other, how we relate to the earth, how we relate to our bodies and to ourselves. That's something that I have very, very great, you know, I hold that vision in my heart that Purium can be something that will bring amazing good into this planet.
Well, thanks for saying that out loud. And I know that when I wake up in the morning, that's the way I feel going to work. And certainly most nights when I go home, that's the way I feel as well, that we're making a difference in a really positive way. And so you're an important part of that. And thanks for sharing that. And I heard you might be at Diamond Club in November. Is that true?
I'm going to be there. And I have three diamonds already signed up for the trip, and I'm working on five more. So that's my commitment for Diamond Club, is to come with eight.
Well, fantastic. So for those of you who want to spend a little more time with Sarah, just enjoying her clarity of her vision and, you know, the inspiring person that she is, she will be on stage a little bit, but more importantly, she'll be out and about and around as we do for 48 hours at Diamond Club. I mean, it's just hard to describe all that we can get accomplished and the awesome people that you get to meet at Diamond Club. So for those of you who are especially consultants, directors, and executives, set a goal for being in Diamond Club. We have a great time in Long Beach. That event is November 11th through the 13th. And this is the last month to qualify, and it'll set you up for a huge, huge 2017. So I know that on our crown call earlier today, that was a big part of what we were talking about, was identifying people who really want to make it to Diamond this month, and those people who raise their hand, we're going to do everything we can to help them to be there. And so, Sarah, thanks so much for all that you've done over the last couple of years to bring together an awesome team of people who are transforming this company and transforming this world. And I know we're just getting warmed up, so thanks for sharing. Thanks everybody for being on the line. As I said, David Sandoval going to do a Facebook Live here in about 5 minutes, and then he also does the Purium Lifestyle Call every Wednesday night, so don't miss that tomorrow night. And lots more good stuff happening. This is a huge month of October, big month. People are focused on business right now, and let's help them get the security that they need. So thanks, Sarah, for sharing, and thanks, everybody, for listening in. And this call will be recorded, so make sure that you share it with other people, because I'm sure they're going to want to get this wisdom. So talk to you on Facebook here in just a couple of minutes with David Sandoval. Bye, everyone.